Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific time, 7:40 Mountain time, 8:40 Central time, and 9:40 Eastern time. Thrilled as always to have you along with us. For those of you that do not know who I am, I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. I come to you with an education background, but a huge interest in health, nutrition, and exercise going back more than four decades. For those of you that are joining us on the call, if you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on SoundCloud or wherever you get your podcasts by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Wellness, L-O-M-A-S, and TR90, or Frank Wellness and Solutions, the digit four, anti-aging, all pushed together as one word. If you're listening to this as a podcast and you wish to catch us live, dial in to 712-775-8972. And when it prompts for that conference code, put in 910022 to join us live. We welcome your thoughts or comments, either before or after the call. Definitely, this is in support of your TR90 efforts, because that's what our panel does, is we share various different things that will help support that TR90 program. When you're first starting out, it's that one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best, but if you're not able to do that, do take them with your meals. Still will work. My personal experience has been that 35 to 40% of the time I had to take them with my meals. The life of a substitute teacher, you never knew when you were running out the door and had breakfast in your hand and had to take your supplements, or, well, lunch got delayed, so you were taking your supplements with your lunch because you were dealing with issues the kids had. So my personal experience is taking them with your meals works just fine, but the scientists say it actually works better if you can do it beforehand. 7-plus servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. Those fruits and vegetables will give you your macronutrients, which are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats, your micronutrients, which are in the form of vitamins and minerals. And the last thing that you will get from your fresh fruits and vegetables is fiber. Fiber helps in two ways, one of which is with satiety or that feeling of fullness. The other way that fiber helps is for good digestive health. For that, guys need about 45 grams of fiber daily, and ladies, we need about 32 grams of fiber daily for that good digestive health. If you're getting all of that fiber, then you're going to want to get up and get moving. And 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week, which breaks down to about 150 minutes a week. You can do it in a 30-minute chunk, two 15-minute chunks, or three 10-minute chunks. The exercise can be whatever you desire it to be, whatever gets you up and moving, whatever fits in your lifestyle. It could be furious house cleaning. It could be dancing. It could be swimming. It could be whatever gets you excited up and moving. But if you're exercising heavily, do realize that you'll have to take a look at your hydration levels. And your baseline for that starts at 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if, for instance, you weigh 100 pounds, you should be starting out at 50 ounces of water daily. And you need to increase it from there if you're exercising heavily, because you can lose up to a quart in an hour. So you stop every 15 minutes, drink 8 ounces of fluids to help rehydrate and keep your body in good system. And many times, if you think you're hungry, it's really dehydration starting to set in. The last thing that I highly recommend is 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night. Various different studies I've read over the last 15 or so years actually indicates that getting that good sleep clears out toxins, repairs muscles and tissues, stores memories. It just does a wealth of what I like to call bodily system resets while you sleep. Things happen in different stages of sleep, so it's really important to do that. It actually helps set your brain up for making good decisions for the next couple of days. And if you have one night that's kind of not so good sleep, take a nap. See, get a little bit caught up. It will make a world of difference. So as I said, I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, and today's information is coming from a book that is called Eat to Live by Joel, J-O-E-L, Furman, F-U-H-R-M-A-N, medical doctor, M-D. And the information I'm sharing today has to do whether in support of your TR90 efforts, many of the things he espouses does fit right in with the TR90 program. Is a vegetarian or vegan diet healthier than a diet that contains a small amount of animal products? ? I don't know for sure. A preponderance of evidence suggests that either a near vegetarian diet or a vegetarian diet is the best. In the massive China Cornell Oxford project, a reduction in the cancer rates continued to be observed as participants reduced their animal food consumption all the way down to one serving per week. Below this level, there was not enough data available. Some smaller studies suggest that some fish added to a vegetarian diet provides benefit, which is likely a result of the increased DHA fat from the fish. This same benefit most likely could be achieved on a strict vegetarian diet by including ground flax seeds and nuts that contain omega-3, such as walnuts. If you want to get the benefit from the additional DHA contained in fish, yet remain on a strict vegetarian diet, you can take an algae-derived DHA. Whether or not you are a strict vegetarian, your diet must be plant predominant for optimal health and to maximally reduce your cancer risk. A vegetarian or vegan diet may be healthy or unhealthy depending on food choices, but a diet similar to the one most Americans consume, in other words, one containing a significant quantity of animal products, cannot be made healthy. For those not willing to give them up, animal products should be limited to 12 ounces or less per week, otherwise the risk of disease increases considerably. Many of my patients choose to eat only vegan foods in their homes and eat animal products as a treat once a week or so when they are out. Is a high nutrient, low calorie diet the best one for everyone? I do not recommend the same diet for everyone, but the health equals nutrition content over calories formula never changes. On very rare occasions, I come across an individual who requires some modification on this diet. There are some illnesses, such as active inflammatory bowel disease, for which this diet would have to be adjusted because the patient may not tolerate a large amount of raw vegetables and fruits. I do adjust and customize eating plans and nutritional supplements for individuals with unique medical and metabolic needs. If you are one such person, or if you need a helpful way to gain weight, I would hope you would contact me or another physician with the expertise in this area for more specific advice. I don't drink 6 to 8 glasses of water daily. Is that bad? Only those eating an American-style diet so high in salt and so low in the high water content fruits and vegetables need to drink that much water. On my fiber and fluid-rich diet, your need for extra water decreases. 3 glasses a day is usually sufficient. But if you are exercising or in the heat, then you obviously need to drink more to replenish those liquids lost during perspiration. How do you modify your recommendations about superior nutrition and disease prevention for children or for those not needing to lose weight? I believe the diet we currently feed our children is the reason we are seeing so many frequent infections and such high levels of allergies, autoimmune disease, and cancer in this country. Unfortunately, what we eat early in life has a more powerful effect on our eventual health or ill health than what we eat later in life. I have 4 children and understand the difficulties of trying to raise healthy children in today's insane world. It seems we are in an environment in which parents are enthusiastically and purposefully breeding a nation of sickly and diseased adults. In my community, parents and neighbors unknowingly attempt to poison their children at every opportunity. They don't merely feed their own children a diet chock full of sugar and fat, but at every birthday party, athletic event, and social occasion, they bring sugar-coated donuts, cupcakes, and candy for the entire crowd. I would expect that as parents, we all have the same goal of trying to get our children to eat more nutritious foods, more vegetables, fruits, raw nuts and seeds, and legumes and beans. However, no child will eat healthfully if he or she is allowed to eat unhealthy foods on a regular basis. The only way to have a child eat healthfully is to clear all unhealthful foods out of the house so that when the child is hungry, he or she is forced to pick from healthy choices. Children will at least eat healthfully at home if they are presented with only healthy food choices. For more information, consider reading my book, Disease Proof Your Child. The dietary rules in this book are too calorie restricted and far too restricted for a child or a thin athlete. However, the principles for healthy eating and longevity do not change. All that has been done to increase the caloric density and fat density of the diet is to add more wholesome sources of fat and calories, such as raw nuts and seeds, nut butters, and avocados. Starchy vegetables and whole grains can be consumed in larger amounts, and vegetable and grain dishes can be flavored with sauces and dressings made with nuts and seeds. If you want to gain weight, eating more or eating differently to bulk up will add mostly fat to your body. It is exceptionally rare for a person to gain more muscle from eating more food. Forcing yourself to consume more food than your body wants is not in your best interest. If you want to gain weight, lift weights to add muscle. Then the exercise will increase your appetite accordingly. When you eat a healthful diet, nature has you carry only the mass you need. Your muscles will enlarge only if additional stress is placed on them. Of course, this book is designed for those who are overweight and desirous of losing weight. Those who are truly excessively thin need to gain weight and may have to modify this eating plan somewhat to meet their individual needs. So I'm going to stop there for today. Tomorrow we'll have Frank back up on Friday. I'll be talking about, is it dangerous to eat more fruits and vegetables because of the increased consumption of pesticides? Do I have to buy organic? So those will be some topics I'll be covering on Friday. At the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook, One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information on how to build a new skin business if that is something you are desirous of. This is Susan Mann for April 17th, 2024, signing out. I welcome any thoughts or comments you have. And if you're one of my shy people and don't want to voice them, you can always send me a text to 503-502-4863 and just let me know you're part of the TR90 group. And I'll get it out of the spam folder and make sure that we add you to the group. Want to help you any possible way we can. With that, have a great day, and we'll see you back tomorrow. So there we have it, my friends, why eating a varied diet is very important. And if you want to go a vegan diet, definitely make sure you're modifying it so that it's best for you. If there's no other thoughts or comments, I am going to go ahead and release us. Frank will be up tomorrow, and I'll see you on Friday. Have a great day, and make it fabulous for you.